federal funding for Arctic climate change impacts. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
I want you to know, as your president, I'm here to make sure that you get the support that you need.
President Obama took a step last week toward delivering on some of the promises he made in September during his historic trip to Alaska. He asked Congress to fund several projects to help the state cope with climate change impacts, including $400 million to help relocate a handful of villages along Alaska's western coast threatened by erosion. The state's congressional delegation welcomed the requests included in the president's $4 trillion federal budget plan, but they disagreed on some of the particulars, such as how to pay for the village relocations.
His idea is he's going to take the revenue sharing from Louisiana, Texas, and the other Gulf states and transfer it to Alaska. You know that's not going to happen.
Congressman Don Young says it's politically unfeasible to take money from revenue those states generate through oil produced offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. Instead, he proposes funding the projects through the Federal Emergency Management Agency or by using money Alaska would earn from its own offshore oil production, a source of revenue he's long argued for and which the president disagrees with.
He's been adamantly opposed to that.
Senator Lisa Murkowski prefers to pay for the projects through a resiliency fund paid for by ramped up oil and gas production, a measure approved last year by the Senate Energy Committee, which she chairs.
They would be able to access a resilience fund that came about by increasing domestic energy production.
Murkowski and Young both applauded Obama's $150 million request for initial work on a polar-class icebreaker to augment the nation's tiny fleet of three vessels, all of which are old and one of which is dry-docked in Seattle and likely headed for the scrap heap.
That's something that we've been pushing on for a long time, and he clearly has agreed with that.
Young says the $150 million is barely a down payment on a heavy icebreaker, estimated to cost at least $1 billion, but he says it gives a boost to efforts by him and others to grow the nation's icebreaker fleet. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.